This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Let's continue developing some applications based on our Focus and Amplify study of 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Paul shared his experience in Corinth to make it clear that sharing the truth with those you encounter in life is challenging. He described how he determined not to impress them with eloquence or superior wisdom, rather in weakness and fear and with much trembling. Our best efforts at doing so are not enough. We, like Paul, need to pray that the Holy Spirit will empower us and work through us in convicting and then convincing those we share the truth with. That's the only way to authentically evangelize. It's also the only way to authentically teach or preach God's Word. Listen to what Paul wrote to the church in 1 Thessalonians 1:5. Our gospel came to you not simply with words, but also with power, with the Holy Spirit, and with deep conviction. As you share the good news, take a brief moment to pray that God will authenticate your witness, teaching, or preaching with the evident activity of the Holy Spirit, power and deep conviction both in their own lives as well as in the lives of those hearing their message. It would also be good to pray following such opportunities that the Holy Spirit would continue to work in the hearts and minds of those who heard you. In addition, pray that the Holy Spirit will enable you to consistently live out what you are sharing in your own life. Again, listen to Paul in the same verse. You know how we lived among you for your sake. In other words, they walked the talk in the power of the Holy Spirit. Pray for that to happen in your own life.